just keep right on till you get something with killers. It's hard to kill sometimes.
Yeah.
Hard to kill.
What do you call homemade whiskey?
Well, that's where they put it up and they take cornmeal or either take corn and put it in a barrel and take water. And then you can use sugar or either use syrup, any kind of something that was sweet, you know. And then you put it in a, well, people long years ago used to make, take a old lard can and a copper pipe, and then that's what they call moonshine. They call it moonshine, that's right. I didn't know why they call it moonshine, but that's what they...
Maybe it's because they had to make it at night.
Maybe at night, I guess.
What would you call cheap whiskey?
Cheap whiskey?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's a low grade. It wouldn't have as much alcohol content in it.
Is there a difference between that and the homemade whiskey?
That's
and
right.
Would you call it something else other than homemade whiskey?
That's right. There's different names of that other whiskey. Some of it's called brandy, but it's liquor right on. But they call it brandy, and it's Scotch liquor, and it's made different ways. You know.
And so the cheap is just called low grade. It's not.
That's right. They call it low grade. That has a low alcohol content.
What do you call anything that a child likes to play with?
Yeah. Most any kind of a toy. This here, he likes to play with the tractor better than anything else.
He does. I have a younger brother about his age who likes the same thing.
He believes John Deere, you know, them put up these little old John Deere. He'd rather play with them things than he just thinks that's the only tractor.
The only one, huh? He may have to have a John Deere.
That's right. And Justice Foy, now you may not believe, but Justice Foy, as he can see a tractor out there in the field, he can tell you whether it's a John Deere, a Ford, or a farmer.
Really, he's learned the difference.
Right.
If, we were talking about buying groceries. You might ask me, have the groceries been what yet? If we're talking about buying the groceries, you would say, have they been blank yet?
I don't understand what you mean by that.
Uh-huh. Well, these few questions. For instance, I would say, right now I see you. Yesterday I saw you. So the word changes from see to saw.
Yeah.
And so in this, if we were talking about buying groceries, you might ask me, have the groceries been what yet?
Yeah.
What would you say?
You mean weighed?
Or I might answer, yes, I have the groceries yesterday. But what would I say? Instead of saying buying, what would I say? I would say, yes, I...
Bought.
And the same thing, if we were talking about eating apples, you might ask, have the apples been what already?
Bought or grown.
No, if we're talking about eating them now instead of buying them, you would say, have the apples been what already?
Yeah, I guess you would. I don't understand that. Yeah.
Well, it's like saying we go to church every Sunday. We went to church last Sunday. You know, instead of go, you say went.
Yeah.
And then we have gone to church every Sunday for a year. Or